From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. California has long set the standard for auto emissions in this country, but today, regulators backed off their own tough mandate for zero-emission vehicles. The state's Air Resources Board has approved a major cut in the number of non-polluting cars that automakers must produce for California. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
In a packed hearing in Sacramento today, environmentalists urge regulators to hold the line. But in the end, the Air Resources Board approved a 70% cut in the number of zero-emission cars required for California's near future. To make up for that, the board did require automakers to produce nearly 60,000 high-mileage plug-in hybrids for California while they're working on new technologies. Mary Nichols, who heads the State Air Resources Board, tried to assure the crowd that California hasn't caved in and is still committed to clean fuel vehicles.
Our goal is to have the California vehicle program be the test bed and California be the state where manufacturers first bring their best, cleanest technology.
That program has been at the center of controversy for nearly two decades. More than once, state regulators have laid down tough requirements that would force automakers to produce zero-emission vehicles for California motorists. But every time a deadline approached, the board backed down in the face of legal threats from big car makers. Critics said that's what the board was doing again today.
I'm Chris Payne. I directed Who Killed the Electric Car, and I must admit, coming in this room is a bit like a cast reunion.
Payne's documentary reviews the stormy history of the electric car in California and its demise due to what he calls the board's cowardice. Environmentalists and health advocates urge the state to stick with its mandate, requiring car makers to market 25,000 electric or fuel cell cars in California by 2014, and another 50,000 in the next 3 years. But car manufacturers said they don't have the technology to meet such stiff rules. Plus, they said the cars would be so expensive there would be no market for them.
The problem with that argument is, of course, in California, there is a huge group of people who are willing to pay whatever it takes to get a hold of an electric vehicle.
Dan Neal is a Pulitzer Prize-winning automotive critic for the Los Angeles Times. He points to the success of the Tesla, a $100,000 electric sports car that is drawing big backers as it hits the market.
So it's hard for me to credit the manufacturer's argument that there's just no market for these expensive EV vehicles.
Clean car advocates say if California isn't willing to stand up to the auto industry, no one will. But Bruce Belzowski, an automotive analyst at the University of Michigan, says U.S. car makers aren't lying when they say they can't meet the goals. And that's true no matter how big a stick California shakes at them.
There's a certain amount of reality that has to go along with the stick. So that if you actually ask people to do things that they're not capable of doing, it doesn't matter how big the stick is, no one can do it.
Today's decision is bound to have a national impact, as 12 other states have adopted the same tough air standards as California. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.